Watched to see it was going well. All deep asleep. Henrietta and I followed a few minutes ago. Think I can just feel them starting to work some.
Remember that suicide letter we found up in Ohio?
Oh, you mean that real long one. Filled 3 notebooks, didn't it?
Yeah. Joke was, by the time he finished writing it, the guy decided he wasn't going to chill himself after all.
Want me to go on with this one? Near the end of the first page.
Sure.
I'd read enough in papers and on TV to know about radiation sickness. But after the sky got dark with missiles from the Ruskies, then... But if anyone reads this a few months into the future, you'll know all about the war to end all wars, won't you? Henrietta got it first. Bleeding gums. Then Jim Jr. got the same. Coughing. Played up his asthma as well. Fingernails started to drop out. Drop out and... I can't read the next bit. It's crossed out. Then he goes on about how they hadn't seen the sun for weeks. Black all the time. He repeats about the bleeding gums and the hair falling out. Sores around the mouth.
The usual.
Ryan tilted the paper toward the fire, struggling to read the increasingly uneven scrawl.
There's a chunk about arguments with his wife. What should they do? The drugs are working and he's losing it. Since Jim died 2 or 3 days ago, we knew the end was closest and closer to them. He's not making much sense. Darlene took the sleepers and lay on H's lap like a princess from a fairy tale. Slipped asleep and we kissed her and put her to bed. Stuart didn't want and we had to... I can't read the next bit either.
JB shook his head.
As far as I'm concerned, you don't need to read anymore, Ryan.
Right at the end now. Looks like the poor bastard could barely hold the pen. Yeah, I gotta take a leak. Be back in a minute.
Told her I loved her. Thanked her. Good days and days. Head feels like tumbling slurry of lay together. I'm ahead. Behind. H is restless. Sick noises. Don't think right more of any.
Ryan looked at JB.
That's it. It ends there.
They had all agreed there was no point in placing a guard on watch during the night. The mere fact of the house standing empty and untouched for so many years was a clear enough sign of how deserted these outer suburbs were.
Closer in we get, the more risk there'll be. Keep a good watch out for those night people the old slut said she saw.
What do you reckon?
Ghouls. Some sort of ghouls. Kind used to feed on flesh. Muties, or something like that.
Oh, glad we got that straightened out.
It was a dull, overcast day, with no sign of the sun lurking above the low clouds. The wind was westerly, bringing the bitter taste of salt. It was a little warmer than it had been, but the darker sky out over the ocean promised rain before the morning was done. They had been walking for only a few minutes, still sticking to their skirmish line, when JB, out at point, stopped and held up a hand. Trader moved back into the shadows of a fallen wall.
What?
Check your rad counters.
Ryan glanced down at the tiny button in his lapel, seeing that it had changed color, going from the safety of green, through yellow, into deep orange, verging on crimson.
Hotspot. I can see some nuke damage ahead of us.
Ryan moved up from the rear, looking in front of them, where the street went down a slope. The houses there showed increasing damage, roofs missing, all the windows stove in by the shockwaves of the missiles, and the area was devoid of trees or shrubs.
Crater?
Yeah, filled with water.
JB wiped his glasses on his sleeve, cleaning off the fine drizzle that had just started to fall.
Best cut around it. North or south?
North.
Why north?
You can see where the main ruins are, jutting down there, where the land gets more narrow.
Yeah, makes some sense. I'll go out front now.
The detour of the area of ancient but still lethal radiation took most of the morning. There was the familiar ripple effect on the streets, where solid stone had melted and turned to frozen, corrugated taffy. Whole blocks of the pleasant frame houses had fallen away like paper, many of those nearer to the impact zone of Ground Zero completely vaporized. Ryan checked his rad counter again.
Not surprised to find nobody around. It's still up in the high yellow zone, and we're a good mile past the crater.
The rain had eased away again, and there was the hope of the clouds breaking during the afternoon. Trader had stopped to relieve himself again, going along a narrow alley by the side of a ruined church.
Never met a man piss so much as Trader does now. Never used to, did he?
Ryan rubbed his hands together.
Comes with age. Comes to all of us.
Yeah, if we live long enough.
Oh, traitors live long enough.
Get away from here! Leave it alone!
What was that?
Trader came running, doing up his pants with his left hand, the Armalite gripped in his right, almost like a prosthetic extension of himself.
You hear that?
A man shouting, that direction.
Ryan pointed with his Sig Sauer.
We'll go take a look.
Trader.
What?
Trader turned to face his one-eyed companion.
What's eating you now, Ryan?
Why are we going in?
For a look-see.
Why?
Never knew you'd ask that kind of question, Ryan. I don't get it. Honest, I don't. Is there a problem here?
When we rode with you, Trader, and you said for us to follow you, we knew there was always a reason. Jack, trade, blasters, save someone, save ourselves, pay a debt, collect a debt. Always a reason.
Trader nodded and ran a hand across the top of his cropped, grizzled hair.
Yeah, so?
So, why are we going into the middle of a ruined, rad-blasted ville?
To see what there is to see. Hear what there is to hear. Come on, Ryan. You sure you aren't losing your nerve for a little adventure? By oak and ash. Wouldn't have ever thought that of you. Not in the old days.
Ryan looked away for a moment, trying to control the unexpected burst of violent anger that came grinning up out of the back of his mind. Without his being aware of it, he was suddenly on the edge of a flaring rage. The scar across his face began to throb like a fiery heart.
Drop it.
JB stepped quietly in between the two men, the M4012 gauge threatening neither of them, threatening both of them.
Fine. No problem.
Ryan holstered his gun, passingly wondering at how tight his index finger had been on the trigger.
No problem at all.
Trader seemed momentarily out of his depth.
I'll be hung, quartered, and dried for the crows. It never used to be like this, back then.
Back then was a different world, Trader. Different rules, different strokes.
Trader didn't reply for a moment, looking once at the sky.
Yeah. Might get some sun later. That'd be good. Let's go in a tad closer, shall we?
They passed the ruins of Boeing Field Airport, and there was still no sign of life. There had only been one sign of death. A body lying crumpled in a leaf-choked gutter, its throat cut in a great bloodless gash. The busy predators had been at the naked male corpse, and there wasn't much left of the face or the exposed extremities.
Where did all the blood go?
Nothing on the highway. Not a sign. A wound like that, it must have come spurting out like the fountain of life.
Ryan knelt.
Rain wouldn't have washed it away, would it? There would still be a stain on the concrete.
Unless the stoop was chilled someplace else and dumped here.
Ryan straightened.
Well, yeah. Never thought of that. Could be.
Could be.
JB looked embarrassed that he hadn't thought of such an obvious explanation. Their former leader grinned.
Ah, young men nowadays. Plenty of gall, but no sand. No imagination.
He strode off northward, ever closer to the long, stilled heart of the metropolis. He pointed to their right.
Mercer Island. See where there used to be a big bridge over to it? Main Interstate East ran over it.
Seals.
Ryan had spotted the silky movements of the gray hunters, moving through the dark waters of Lake Washington.
Is that part of the sea?
I figure so. Don't know if it always was. I know there was some triple bad quake damage not far off the north of the ville. Pacific got through in places.
The open vistas of the suburbs were gone. The three companions constantly had to detour around the crumbled wreckage of towering buildings, picking their way with the greatest of caution, never knowing when a block of stone might tip them into a blind abyss. A lichen-covered shambles of jagged powdery rock, with the rusting remains of the supporting substructure, emerged here and there, like the bloodied spears of giant adversaries.
Light's going.
JB checked his cron.
Not time for that. Dark night. Where did the time all go?